This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi. I put my mic muff away, so maybe I sound bad. One sec.
I don't know if these microphones need mic muffs, you know.
So it's not too spitty.
Hold on, I'm going to take mine off and then I'm just going to talk normally. And I think it's absolutely fine, isn't it? Look, that's grand.
There's nothing popping.
Oh, did you hear that?
I have no headphones on.
Oh, you have no hear. Popping.
Popping. Say Mary Poppins.
Mary
pops
Poppins.
To the shops.
Mary Poppins pop to the shops.
Does that sound weird in your ears?
It does a little bit. Yeah, okay, I'm going to put this back on.
Dave on the show today, we had such a fun show after 9 o'clock. He was telling us about a sex dream that he had.
Yeah.
And it was up to us to guess who that person might be. It got me thinking, genuinely, hand on my heart, couldn't tell you the last time I had a sex dream.
Really?
I'd say potentially 5 or 6 years ago. Well, you know. With
what?
Yeah.
I have them about.
You have them a lot.
I have them at Pippa quite often.
That's class.
Isn't that funny?
Would you wake up being like, morning, baby?
No, I just text him and be like, I had another one. And she instantly is just like, give me details.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Stop, don't talk about it.
Yeah, no, I just don't really.
That's funny.
Have sex dreams, I don't think.
Well, this was a very good one.
The one about VB. The one about the person?
The one about the person.
Okay.
There's their initials.
But you know, like with dreams, do you remember like the details of it?
Yeah, I do this one. But not most. Like a lot of dreams, I'll wake up.
It's a good feeling. You're like, that was class.
I'll wake up
really
and I'll just be like, oh, that was an interesting dream. Make sure and remember that. And then by probably an hour later, by 7 p.m. or 7 a.m, it's all gone. It's I have no idea. Or unless something happens along the day that goes, oh, I had a dream about that last night.
Don't you hate when you have a sex dream about someone that you really don't want to have a sex dream about?
I don't think I've ever had one of them.
I remember I had one when
Oh, that's not true. I did once have a sex dream about, you know, our friend Colin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you?
I did, yeah.
Oh my God, you had a lovely gay dream.
I told him about it and he was just like, oh my God, I can't believe you told me this. And I was like, I know.
That's gas.
I know, it's funny.
I don't think I've ever had a sex dream about a girl. Anyway, I need to go and look up what that means about me. Have a lovely weekend.
Good luck. Let's
go. Fiona in the morning. Hello and welcome to Friday.
Oh, thank God. Hey. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
Another one. Welcome to May.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be May.
It's the 1st of May. It's my birthday month.
No. I honestly nearly died. I thought you were going to stop at birthday.
No. Don't
You're
worry.
The 19th, right?
27th.
Cool. I was pretty close.
Yeah.
Only known you 10 years, but I was pretty close.
Number one. Crap, is it our birthday today? Number two, not to worry. We've got another 18 days to go.
Every day in May, I will go, crap, is it our birthday?
Isn't it so weird? It's such a pick-me thing, but as soon as it, like, it's just in your mind since your childhood. Oh, it's May. Oh, it's my birthday month.
It's my birthday month.
And you're like, get a grip. No one cares. I did see the stats that I totally finally, what are you laughing at?
Get a grip. No one cares.
Yeah, literally no
it's
one cares.
It's so true and I love it.
Do you know the rise again in wired headphones? After everything we've been through,
I did a bit on this on the show before. There is something I find so
attractive
about when someone wears wired headphones. I think that is without a doubt the sexiest thing you can do.
Honestly, they're on the rise again for the first time in 7 years, and you can see it. You can see it in our streets. Sexy people have chosen to stick with the wired headphones.
Love it.
They've not been duped by the pods or now the big monster things that look like we work in building sites.
I will say though, I don't really understand why. Is it to look good? Because you do look good, and I'm really like, wow, you are male or female, you are hot if you do that. But I'm just saying, I find the AirPods really easy.
Yeah.
Like you just double tap them for the next song and triple tap for the go back.
You know what they should do is like move on the wired ones to be able to do that as well. Like you could turn up volume or change song, but just leave the wire on.
I think they do because they have the little clip thing, don't they?
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah.
Bit of manual labour.
That has a microphone on it, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just don't know.
Oh, sorry. We talk about the sexiness of someone wearing wired headphones. The sexiness of someone speaking into their microphone
on
attached to the wire.
On a TikTok. If someone's doing a TikTok and they're like, okay, and they honestly like swallowing the microphone and they're kind of like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, why is that so hot?
And just to add to that, and they're chatting, right? But they're wearing a massive hoodie and the other wired headphone is just casually dripping down over the side of the front of the hood.
Don't say the word
I'm
dripping.
I'm getting too hot and bothered. Sam Bailey, do you remember her? She was on The X Factor?
Yes, I do. I think that was the year of The X Factor I stopped watching. I watched before. Okay. Whoever won before, I watched that and then never watched Sam Bailey.
So 2013 was the year that she did it. She was the ex-prison security guard.
Yes.
And she had the most amazing voice. Very likable person.
Why pick someone like her to win, though? Because, like, she was old, a bit older, wasn't she? I was like, she's never going to go and sell out arenas.
She probably wasn't a bit older. We probably thought she was ancient because she was in the over 25s category. She was probably 26 or 27 at the time.
Fair.
Do you know what I mean? Who know? I'd love to know, actually. I'll do a Google in a minute.
I'll Google it now.
See what age she was.
You tell me about Sam Bailey.
But she's been talking about Sharon Osbourne. Sharon was her mentor when she was on X Factor all those years ago. And they developed a very close-knit relationship to the point where Sam asked Sharon to be a godmother to Sam's kid.
She was 36.
Was she, Dave?
Yeah. So sorry.
Still so young.
Go on.
Like, sorry, Sharon Osbourne is Sam Bailey's kid's godmother.
No way. Okay, now that's interesting because that obviously proves that she was a good mentor in the X Factor.
They were quite close, yeah.
Because I remember someone was saying, like, Shiago Cole would rock in and go, yeah, that's great, pet. And then walk straight out.
Really? Okay. I saw this headline the other day. Sure, poor Sam was only chatting to the press about something or other, and this came up in conversation of, oh, we know that Sharon's a godmother to your kid. When's the last time you saw her? And the headline was like, Sharon, godmother to my child. Haven't seen her for years.
Oh my God.
I'm sure Sam has no venom in it at all. She kind of said, I'm aware that Sharon's dealing with grief at the moment. So don't expect to see her or whatever. But it got me thinking about other celebrities who've been roped into the role of godparent for other celebrities' kids.
All I'm thinking now is, can I make a celebrity the godparent of my kid and they just have to be in my life now?
Well, that probably happened for some because you can kind of see, even from the outside looking in, that the relationships might not be as tight as maybe they would have been at some point between certain celebrities. So let's kick this off. Jamie Lee Curtis is godmother to
Lindsay Lohan.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No way.
That's so random.
No way.
How and why? I don't know.
You don't know? Did you not research it?
No, I didn't.
So this is just pure top of the line, no interesting information about it.
I am hitting you with all the hard facts this morning and how you choose this morning and you listening to digest this information.
Imagine newspaper in 1912. Titanic sunk. How? Don't know.
You take this in now and you digest this how you feel this morning. Are you ready for number two?
Go on.
Eva Longoria, godmother to Harper Beckham.
Why?
I don't know. Macaulay Culkin, godfather to Michael Jackson's three kids, Paris, Prince and Blanket. All three of them. Yeah.
Who is?
Macaulay Culkin.
Ah, I could probably tell you why.
They were pals.
Mm.
Then the other side of that, Michael Jackson was godfather to Nicole Richie.
Why?
She's having a clue. This one I'd say I could guess the reason.
Can you tell Callum is off? Go
Callum
on.
Callum doesn't give a monkey's Nottingham Forest one last night.
Yeah, fair.
Okay, now I think we can work this one out.
Let's do it.
If we put our heads together, I'd say we could get to the bottom of this one. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Godmother.
Yes.
To Courtney Cox's kid.
Okay, Friends.
You'd imagine that they're actually friends from Friends.
From Friends.
Yeah.
That's good.
This one's a bit of a reach. Lady Gaga, godmother to Elton John's two sons. Showbiz baby. I'm just guessing showbiz baby.
Lady Gaga seems like the kind of person that, like, as soon as she released her tunes, Elton John reached out to her and was like, I love you. And then they just became best friends.
Probably.
I feel like Elton John does that.
Probably the most famous celebrity godparent-child relationship that's been talked about for a while is Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah.
We actually do have reasons for that. I know this in my brain.
She's not related to her, though,
is she?
She's
not. It was when Billy Ray was massive in the 90s country music scene, he and Dolly became very good friends, and that's kind of how that all came
Interesting.
About. Bono is godfather to two of Brad and Angelina Jolie's kids. Knox
You're
and
joking.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. If Bono was my godfather, I'd be fuming.
Why?
He's never there.
I know. Well, you never know. He could be dead on.
I'm just saying he's never there. Like, he's never anywhere. Like, he's 6 months in Ireland and then he's like six months everywhere else.
Yeah. Are you godparent to anyone?
No. God.
We should start that in the show. Do you want Dave
no,
to be godparent
I'd be
to your
so
child?
That my friend nearly had another child and nearly gave it to me as a godparent. I was like, no. It was the one week I wanted to just be able to chill and relax and not do anything because I started that new training
thing.
So I was like, right, I'm going to be in the gym and all that kind of stuff. So I want to just have my evenings free and do nothing. I have not stopped all week. I'm wrecked. Monday I was out, Tuesday I was out, Wednesday I was out.
I haven't done anything this week. It's been amazing. Jealous.
Monday was John Mulaney. Tuesday I had to go to the, I went to drive around with my mate. Wednesday I went to I'm Grand Ham in the Olympia. And then last night I went to play a round of golf. Full 18 holes.
Well,
kicked off. No, it was meant to kick off at 7 o'clock, but the lads were like, "Will we go earlier?" And I was like, "Yeah, perfect. Let's do that." So we went around 4 o'clock. It was a bad round of golf. Yeah.
All right, because you were worried about the M50. But how was it at that time?
It was grand. It was not a bother. I actually went through town, and it was fine. I got there in like 40 minutes or something like that. But it was grand. But my God, tough day on the course, guys.
Why is that now?
Tough day. Well, one, people who were before us on the course, their tee time was 3:30. Right, so there was a backlog because they were late. So they arrived and they were like, "Oh yeah, we'll tee off now." And we were like, "You kind of missed your slot. Mm-hmm. I mean, you kind of shouldn't do that."
Mm.
We were bang on time, but we had to wait for them for the entire game.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
No. Okay.
Because they were slow.
So you were due to tee off at 4:00. What time did you actually manage to tee off at?
We were due to tee off at 4:10. We teed off at about 4:05.
Oh, okay. Not the worst. I expected it to be like a good hour.
No, it wasn't too bad. But there was a backlog. There was a lot of people behind us as well. Do you know what I mean? So it was a bit annoying just to start off. But also the course didn't have any trolleys. So I had nothing to put my bag on. So I don't have one of the bags. Like some of the boys have the bags where they can... they're like a backpack. Whereas I just have like a one strap thing.
Yeah.
And it is the heaviest thing in the entire world.
Oh,
it's
no.
quite an old... like golf bag, like it's quite old. So I was carrying that for the first 6 holes. Now, luckily, on the 6th hole, it loops back to the clubhouse, and there was trolleys there.
Yeah.
So I went and got it. But for the 6 holes, I was
in bit
pumping sweat.
I can imagine.
Like just, I was soaked. It was so embarrassing.
It was. I was thinking of you because it was meant to lash last night, and it just didn't really happen.
It didn't. Well, it did when I arrived home.
Yeah, I noticed a bit of rain, but it wasn't like the absolute like downpour that I thought it was going to be.
It was really, really
okay,
nice.
Okay, so grand, you're lucky that you got away with the weather as well.
Yeah, got away with the weather, but obviously first six holes, absolute nightmare. But then the lads were like, we're going to head after 14 because they were out last night, the night before.
Okay.
And they were kind of in bits and I was like, that is no worries. And they were like, you coming? And I was like, nah. I was
good
like, I'll stay on and do the 18 on my own. And here's the thing about doing 18 on your own. You think, oh, this is going to be lovely now. And I'll just have my own peace.
Yeah,
and
time to yourself.
There's no pressure. Now, in fairness, there was no pressure. I played better as soon as the lads left. But it's not really... like, you're just literally going on a walk, basically, on your own. It's not that therapeutic. I thought it would be. I thought it'd be lovely. Mm. Oh, it'd be me and nature and just the golf balls and the golf clubs. It's kind of boring.
Was
you know what
it?
I mean? Yeah, a little bit. But, like, still, it's something.
Can I ask you a question?
Go on.
So Dave told us that last weekend... when he first went out and golfed on an actual golf course, he had a crap time because the lads kept walking off ahead of him, whatever. And then he golfed with two other guys a few days later and that was really good. So which guys were these? The first crew or the second crew?
They were the same crew. But like,
but I mean,
I'm just better now.
Oh, were these the walker offers?
Yeah, well, one of them was, but like, okay. I don't mind it too much. I've never given out about it or anything like that.
No, you weren't. I'm just saying it probably made you go like, ah.
I was just, I remember when it was happening, I was just like, oh, this is kind of zero crack because like the boys are over there.
Yeah,
but like, in fairness, that was my fault. I'm hitting the ball over there and they're hitting the ball straight. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But there was one hole, right? I said it was on my own. I was like, thank God the lads are gone.
Yeah.
Because I hit it off the tee. And I went into the trees. And so I went into the trees looking for my ball. Grant, hit it. Hit the ball. Went into the trees on the other side. Grant, fine. Walked over there. Hit the ball. Went into the trees back on the other side. And I was like, this is horrendous.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at this
bloody
sport.
I'm starting to lose my mind now.
But it's so funny. Like, it's mindset. As soon as you hit a good shot, you're like, this sport is easy.
Yeah.
No bother.
Yeah.
As soon as you hit 8 over par... it's
the most difficult
it's
thing.
It's the worst thing
world.
In the world.
I don't know how McIlroy does it. How are you doing for golf outfits and clothes? And
really bad. I don't
I
have
you're
any.
Running out quick, are you?
Yeah, like very.
What's chinos like?
Yeah, I don't even have chinos, so I'm quite warm on the course because I'm basically wearing like just normal pants.
What are normal pants?
Like, you know the kind of ones
your
that
corduroys.
I have. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Those kind of
vibes. Get yourself a pair of chinos, boy.
I will.
Oh my God, David Hammond and chinos. I never thought I'd see the day.
Hi.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And each and every day this week on the show, we've been giving you chances to win up to €200 cash, all with thanks to McDonald's. Their breakfast just got a big old spicy upgrade.
It did indeed. They have teamed up with Frank's Red Hot Ketchup for a fiery twist on your breakfast. It's the same McDonald's you love, just with a bit more kick. And it's available until the 8th of June, served until 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Okay, so we have a little game to play. We need things to kind of heat up around here with McDonald's and their new fiery breakfast in mind. Craig is on to give this a go. Any plans for the weekend, Craig?
It's my daughter's birthday today. So.
Oh, what age is she, Craig?
She's 7.
And what's her name?
Avian.
Avian, happy 7th birthday. That's a big one. I love 7.
Two of my worlds are colliding with what you just said. It's my niece's birthday tomorrow. She's coming to visit me in Dublin. She will be 7. But we are going for my niece's birthday to my friend Avian's engagement party.
Oh, wow.
That's really weird. Happy birthday to Avian. You're on to play Heated Questions, Craig. Now, I don't know if you're... Not to like doubt you, but this is really hard.
God, so difficult, Craig. Basically, you've got up to 4 questions to answer this morning. Every time you get a question right, the next question will be worth double the amount of money, going all the way up to €200. But each question will get a little bit spicier as the quiz goes on. All right, Craig?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, here we go. Question number 1, Craig, for €25. What animal purrs and meows?
A calf.
Spot on, Craig.
Wow.
Well done.
We told
Very
you this
good.
Was really tough. Well done.
All right, Craig, for €50, would you like to double it?
Yeah, go on.
All right, here we go. Question 2. What flowers would you give someone on Valentine's Day? That's a stupid question because you could give any flowers, but what's the main flower?
The real romantic one.
Roses.
Roses is correct.
Woo! All right, we move on for £100 this morning.
Would you like to double it, Craig?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Which singer has songs like Good For You, Driver's License, Deja Vu? The list goes on. I think.
Any hints?
I bet Avian would know. I bet Avian would know.
Are you with Avian now?
I am.
Ask her.
Ask her who sings the song Good For You.
Or Driver's License. No, it's very similar to Sabrina Carpenter, also a Disney star from back in the day. If I give you the first name, you might know it. Olivia.
Rodrigo.
Olivia. Yay! Rodrigo, spot on.
Well done. Okay, do you want to go for the 200, Craig?
I don't feel too confident in my abilities.
You'll be fine.
Well, we have extra cash to give away and we can't keep it if we don't give it away, so let's double it anyway. Craig,
okay.
For €200, what TV chef hosts Kitchen Nightmares and Hell's Kitchen?
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay is correct. €200 on the way to you, Craig, all the thanks to McDonald's. I presume you're going to spend it all on Avian for her birthday.
Absolutely.
I love it, Craig.
Well done, guys.
Congratulations, have a great day.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
Cheers.
Avian. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Just like that. All done. All but thanks to McDonald's, bearing in mind this new burger or this new breakfast is available until the 8th of June. Participating restaurants up until 11 a.m.
Spicy.
Spicy. I feel the need all week to say spicy one you are.
Spicy one you are.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Noah Kahan with The Great Divide here on Spin 103.8, playing at the Three Arena in December. Or is it November? Later in the year anyway. It's a winter kind of gig. But
either way,
prices,
I won't be there.
Ticket prices are absolutely mental for that as well. Are Everything's it? Just gone mad.
I wonder, are they getting more expensive because it's becoming more infrequent that people are coming to Ireland?
Yeah. Did someone bail on us or ignore us yesterday as well with an announcement? Did I see that
I think so, because someone was tweeting about it and I don't know who, but I hope it's not Ollie Murs.
What would one do? How would one cope?
You better not. You better come to Dublin, Ollie.
There's many gigs coming up.
I've no idea. Although I would like to go. I think Callum went to an Ollie Murs gig before, didn't he? And he said it was class.
Yeah, like I would go, but no one's allowed to have any footage of me being there.
Do you know what's so funny?
I will
funny?
Have an alibi.
I don't know why we're talking about Ollie Murs, but when you will go in disguise. I remember me and Emma worked in the same radio station years and years and years ago before Spin, and I don't know when it was. It was, I'd say, 2019.
Oh, earlier.
When you came to
when
the
I came
thing?
Back a
yeah.
second time.
2019, 2018?
2019 I came back to that station.
2019. And I remember the boss was like, "You have an interview, Dave, with Ollie Murs." And Emma went, "He's so uncool." And that was 2019. And now you're like, "I would go to an Ollie Murs gig."
I'm so sorry. That's so rude that I said that.
No, it's not. It was so true. We shouldn't have been playing him. He was kind of big.
Dance With Me Tonight
before.
Was a bit of fun. Like, he had his moment, but like, when 7 years after the hit, they're like, "Do you want to do a phone call with Ollie Murs?"
No, but like, you're dead right. When Emma said that, I was like, "She's so spot on. Like, he's not relevant." I still like him. I have a little bit of a soft spot for Ollie, but I hate telling people that.
I know, I get it.
I would love to go to an Ollie Murs gig.
I would love to go, but I swear, I will get my friend Emer to like have an alibi. No, she was with me. She was in the bottle there with me. I don't know what you're talking about. She
all
was
I'm
with
thinking
me
of
all
is
night.
The lights are kind of shut off and everyone starts screaming and there's just one spotlight And then silence, but all you can hear is scream. And they're just, my name is Ali, nice to meet you, can I tell you, baby? And there's a whole lot of pretty ladies.
And then they point at you and go,
but not like you, you shine so bright.
And then he kind of turns around and shoves the ass out and walks away.
Can we get a cameo from Ollie Murs, please?
That was fun, you're on Spin. Spin.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Spin. Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Hello!
Good morning.
It's Friday!
Oh, we are so, so close to the weekend.
And it's a long weekend. We're laughing.
Well, when I say close, maybe some people are working today and you're already on your weekend.
I'd say that'd lots of smart people would have taken today off and
That's
had a lovely
clever.
Long weekend.
Very
yeah,
clever.
I'd say the roads would be quiet this morning, but I'm only guessing.
There is a new love of my life.
Oh, who is it now? Not Claire Byrne, not your girlfriend Pippa.
No.
Me?
It's not you either. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
It's Fit Foods lasagna.
Oh my God, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen this. It's a new flavour. So basically, you know that all I eat is Fit Foods.
Yeah.
For dinner and stuff like that, just because it's a good way of getting my protein in and it's handy and all that kind of stuff. They brought out a new flavour and I was like, oh no, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. I don't know if it's nice.
Sometimes new flavours are scary, I guess.
Yeah, the new flavours are scary. But they sent me the new flavour lasagna and I was just like,
spoiled
because
rock.
They've sent this to me now.
I have to
like taste it.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Even though I was kind of nervous because I don't like new things.
You like lasagna though, yeah?
I do like lasagna, but it's lasagna mac. So it's lasagna mac and cheese.
Oh, that sounds even better.
I've never had mac and cheese before. I didn't know what it was. I was going to...
Very American, isn't it? Yeah.
So they sent me three. They sent me mac and cheese, just normal. Then they sent me chipotle mac and cheese, which
sexy.
Is one that has a bit of a kick in it. And then they sent me smoky barbecue mac and cheese. I haven't tried that one yet, but I did try the other two.
And these are all mac and cheese lasagnas?
Yeah, but like, it's kind of... I don't know if it's just the sauce. I don't know, because I stir it around.
Okay.
But oh my God, Emma.
Amazing.
It is the best thing ever. Mm.
I'm not going to say where I got it, because it's just not fair, because I'm slating it. But I did get a lasagna, like a pre-made one.
Oh yeah.
The other day in the shop, because we've been a bit unwell this week, and I was like, let's just get it. Like,
that sounds lovely.
And I was so disappointed last night.
Oh, no.
It was, excuse the language, shite.
Really?
And you know when you're like... Oh my God, lasagna, so excited, like bit of a bowl dinner. Like not bowl dinner, but you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Load of cheese, like load of pasta.
Load of pasta, meat, yeah.
It was
sauce.
Like to the point where even Jack, who would eat anything, he'd eat a cardboard box if he was hungry. He was like, will we just give it to the dog?
Oh my God.
Like, this is so disappointing.
Do you think it was gone off or was it just, that's how it is?
I'd never gotten that brand before from that particular shop.
This is what you need to need. You need to go to yourself. Go get yourself to a shop and get
Fit Foods
lasagna mac and cheese.
Okay. There's nothing worse than a disappointing lasagna. Like, how'd you get lasagna wrong?
I know, honestly. Well, actually, I say that having never in my life cooked anything near to a lasagna.
My favourite thing ever was years ago. Like, I can barely cook now, but never mind me. 10 years ago, 22-year-old me was hopeless.
Mm.
I was living in Athlone. I had a job up there and a friend was coming up to visit me for the weekend. And I was like, I'll make us a lasagna. Like, it seems straightforward, you know. You basically just layer up the mince, the pasta sheets,
yeah.
The sauce. Easy.
Follow the recipe.
But in the shape of the dish I had, there was a corner missing. I had no pasta sheet.
Okay.
So I shoved in a waffle.
I love that. That sounds genius.
I was delighted with myself, my friends.
You're like Rachel Green and Friends making the trifle.
Every now and then, like once every few years, my friend sends me on, do you remember the time you made that lasagna with that waffle in the corner?
Which is gas. I love this. You could just be like, meat good,
yeah,
sauce good, waffle good.
Really good. Oh, okay, can we finally give away €1,000? That's what we aim to do every single day
today
on the show.
Could be the day.
I get messages from friends going, I got a 10. I'm like, well, stop messaging me. Message Spin and come on then. Back yourself. Emer's on to give it a go this morning. How are you feeling, Emer? Did you sleep well last night?
Great, I did sleep well, thank you.
Do you wear like a fitness band of any sort on your wrist?
I do not.
No, okay, do you know what? I think sometimes you're better off because...
Oh my God, it's like you're naked, Emer. How does anyone not wear some sort of health or wellness or fitness wearable these days?
Well, I used to have a fitness wearable and I found out that I would have a great sleep, but then when I would check my app the next morning, it would tell me I only had 5 hours proper sleep and then I would automatically feel tired.
Yes.
That's exactly
not for
what
me.
A former housemate said to me, sometimes you just cheat yourself into thinking, I'll be fine. But if you have backup by the watch sometimes, you're like, oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah, it's not good.
And do you have any plans for the weekend? Bye.
No.
Oh my God, keep forgetting.
All relaxing this weekend.
All relaxing, that sounds fantastic. Amber, what about for the rest of the day? Are you in work or are you off or what's the story?
I'm just about to do a skill run and then I have to do just some boring housework.
Very nice. All right, what's in the house that you got to do today?
Everything, hoovering, cleaning, laundry,
beautiful. Do you know what I did? I saw it on TikTok before. Someone said, put a timer on your phone and just, or not even a timer, like a
stopwatch?
Not even a stopwatch. It is just a timer, yeah? You just press and go, I'm going to come back and check when an hour is up. And after that, I'm done.
Oh, right.
And then you kind of, like, you just do whatever you can do in that hour.
Interesting.
And it's amazing, actually, because you think housework takes up the whole day, but actually, you get a lot done in an hour.
I think an hour.
You wouldn't get my house cleaned in an hour.
You must live in a mansion.
I don't even think my room would be done in an hour.
Really?
It's so bad. It takes me ages. And then I check my steps, and it's like, you've done 19,000 steps. I'm like, all I did was walk around my room.
I know.
Anyway, Emer, let's see if we can win you €1,000 for the bank holiday weekend. And let's see, if not, if we can get you those Pitbull tickets. This is the tricky 10. When you play this at home, Emer, how do you do?
Terrible.
Do you? Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
I like the confidence of coming on. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, just make sure and give it a guess, because the answer will only ever be either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 or 10. If you top the leaderboard today, you will win a pair of tickets to Pitbull at Marley Park this summer. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, €1,000 is yours. Emer, the very best of luck. Laura currently on top of the leaderboard scoring 5 in 55 seconds. That's all you got to beat in order to top that leaderboard. Emma's going to ask your questions. The best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, Emer, let's do this. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. What is the smallest two-digit number?
10.
When driving, how many sides does a stop sign have when you come up to a stop sign?
Three.
If something is open every hour of the day, it's known as 24 what?
7.
How many seconds are there in a tenth of 1 minute?
6.
How many goals were scored in the PSG versus Bayern Munich game match on Tuesday night?
9.
Pierce and Tara Street stations are in which Dublin postal district?
2.
How many people make up the band Florence Road?
1.
The word argue contains how many vowels?
3.
How many wheels does a unicycle have?
1.
And Adam Driver starred in a 2023 film called 60 What?
8.
Wow.
What did you say there?
8.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. I don't know, because obviously I wasn't counting, but I think you did very well.
How do you think
morning.
You did, Emer?
Well, I secretly have the numbers written in front of me and was ticking them off, and I know that I
love that.
I still have
yes.
2 to go, so I didn't answer them all, and I said 1 twice, so I have at least 4 of them wrong.
Let's just share that with the class. So you wrote down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and when you gave an answer of one of those numbers, you ticked
it off.
Yes.
Sorry, that's genius. So smart.
Genius,
so
Emer.
Smart.
I'm obsessed with that, and I love the way you
told
us.
And yet I still repeated a number.
That's
that was
okay.
The purpose of not repeating a number, it's a repeated
test. That's okay, because you might have realised, the first time I was wrong or whatever. Okay, shall we top them up?
Yes, please.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yes! Emer, a score of 7. You have topped the leaderboard and you are off to Pitbull in Marley Park this summer.
Amazing. Thanks so much, guys.
Well done, Emer. That is
Mr. Worldwide, let's go.
Mr. Worldwide.
I wonder, has many people done that kind of that practice of ticking off the numbers? Because that's really, really clever. Let's go through only 3 you got incorrect. When driving, how many sides does a stop sign have? I thought it was 6. You thought it was 3, but it was actually 8. How many people make up the band Florence Road? You said 1, but the answer was 4.
4 of the girls from Bray.
And Adam Driver starred in a 2023 film called 60 What? You said 8, the answer was 65. I didn't know that one either. I think you got every single other one correct.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable, Emer. 7 out of 10. 70%. And you say you usually do bad on this game. That was unbelievable. Well done.
I obviously work better under pressure.
Yeah. That's class. Are you going to be one of those people who does don the Pitbull ball cap, or are you going to show some self? self-respect. Only joking.
I have no idea. I don't even know what my wardrobe for today is. Never mind the summertime. So I'll send you a picture when I figure it out.
Please do.
All enjoy every second. Well done.
Thank you.
Good luck, gamer. Have a great weekend.
Cheers, guys.
Bye. Okay, so we move on to Monday. I'm on an absolute high after that, even though it wasn't the 10.
Oh, fair play.
A 7 was such a great score.
Unreal. I like the way she was doing it as well. I think that that's interesting. It's not cheating.
I would definitely recommend doing that. Do whatever you can, because genuinely, with this game, you're not going to have time to Google.
Absolutely, you won't.
Because you need to, obviously, like, fastest time as well.
I think we've had people in the past try and Google. And
it doesn't
just
work.
But you can hear it. They leave a gap for like 7 seconds.
And then they give you the answer.
And I'm like, cool. But now you've wasted loads of time.
So much time, yeah. Do you want to play on Monday? It's tricky on WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Stick around. Dave Ranks on the way.
Woo!
In a few minutes' time.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Bank holiday weekend, Friday.
Woo-hoo! Thank God. And thank God as well, because it's one of my favourite parts of the show. This is where I get to rank from 5 to 1 some of my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like lines from Titanic or, you know, songs from Phineas and Ferb. So it's one of my favourite parts of the week. And this week I thought, what am I going to rank? Mm. Well, there's one thing that my housemates are obsessed with, and every kind of Sunday that we've been out the night before, we tend to do one thing, and it's watch a certain kids' movie.
Oh, yeah.
That we absolutely love. And that movie is called Cars.
I love Cars.
And a lot of people are big fans of a certain character called Lightning McQueen. Mm. But in our house, there is only one love, and that is Mater. So I welcome you to Dave Rank's Lines from Mater in Cars.
Can you just do me a little favour? Which colour is Mater?
Mater is the brown pickup.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he's cool. Like, I can't do any of the accents or can't do any of the lines from him because I'm ranking them.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know the lad, yeah.
So yeah, he's a tow truck.
Yeah. He's after pushing on a little bit in life. Like, he's a bit battered.
I think he probably could be, but this is just from Cars 1 where he is young and sprightly.
Okay, cool.
So, welcome you to Dave Ranks Lines from Mater in Cars. In fifth place, we start with when we are first introduced to Mater. He is a tow Mater, and so he calls himself T-Mater because his accent is like that.
Very good.
In fifth place, it's T-Mater.
My name's Mater.
Mater?
Yeah, like T-Mater, but without the T.
Very good.
His voice is just so good, and the artist or the voiceover actor/artist, he got the job like completely by luck. They wanted someone, and they auditioned loads of people for this role. And then the director heard this guy's voice, and he was like, "Here you go." So his life changed instantly.
That's class.
I think he just like worked down the mines or something.
That's such a cool story, because a lot of the time, you know, like Cameron Diaz would be the Fiona, yes, Shrek and all, but this isn't. This is a regular.
This
person,
was just he really,
cool.
really liked his voice, amazing, which I love. And his voice doesn't change when you're listening to interviews with him and stuff like that. It's just Mater.
Amazing.
In fourth place, this is honestly a vocal stim for me. I do it all the time when someone asks me, "Oh, what was it? What were you meant to do? Or what did I tell you about doing that?" And I always say this line. Fourth place is Tanatu.
What did I tell you about talking to the accused?
Tanatu.
Tanatu.
Tanatu. I do that so often.
So good.
It's not even funny. In third place, my granny gets a mention in this line. Doreen. It's where he comes over to Lightning McQueen. Lightning McQueen is kind of thinking about something, and Mater kind of gives him a fright by just talking about a random story midway through Lightning's daydream. So third place is this.
You know, I once knew this girl, Doreen. Good looking girl. Looked just like a Jaguar. Only she was a truck. You know, I used to crash into her just so I could smoke to her.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that's...
I don't know.
Oh, God. So good.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Cars is just one of the best. I don't think I've done Cars 2, or is there a Cars 3?
There is a Cars 3, I think.
But Cars 1 is just excellent.
It's so good, man. We move on to second place. Top 2, here we go. Lines from Mater in the movie Cars. This is where he's in, Lightning McQueen is in court, and he meets the Porsche, the blue Porsche, who's called Sally. And Mater plays a little trick on Lightning McQueen. Second place, it's this.
He's a town attorney. And my fiancée.
What?
I'm just kidding. She just likes me for my body.
She just likes me for my body.
but it's not my favourite line from Mater in Cars. My favourite line from Mater in Cars, I say all of the time, Even at not really any point, but it's just if I ever get a surprise, I say this line. In first place, four lines from Mater in the movie Pixar's Cars. It's this.
He won three piston cups.
He did what in his cup?
Brilliant.
I love it so much.
Brilliant.
So out of the five lines, what is your favourite?
To not do, number four
is very good.
What was number two again? I liked it. Let's play
He's a town attorney and my fiancée.
Oh, yeah.
What? You kid. She just likes me for my body.
And that is Dave Ranks for another week.
Oh, brilliant. I think we're all going to be watching Cars over the bank holiday weekend.
So good, lads.
Without a shadow of a doubt. I think it's fair to say we're also all pretty obsessed with this new song from Teddy Swims.
I love it so much, lads.
It's brilliant. Teddy Swims is back. This is called Mr. Know-It-All. You're on Spin.
Now, I want you to cast your mind back. Emma, you were on holidays,
yes.
So I don't know if you heard all of this, but what happened was we decided to do a show called April Fool's Dave. This is where I did the show with two other Daves. Myself, Dave Hammond, Dave Moore from Today FM, and Dave Duke from iRadio.
Yes.
Three radio presenters all called Dave, and we did a giant show called April Fool's Dave.
A lot of fun. I heard bits and
it
I saw
was
clips. Great
so
crack.
Much fun, right? Well, one of those guys.
Between me and you, listen, I have a little funny feeling myself and Fiona might get next April 1st off.
Yeah.
I reckon the boys might go at it again. Suits me fine.
Okay, well, basically, one of those Daves is doing a thing for Focus Ireland, right? And I think this is really cool. So basically, he's raising money for Focus Ireland on his own radio show. And what he's doing is he is asking people to donate to Focus Ireland. You can do it on Revolut as well, by the way. And if you can prove that you've donated to Focus Ireland,
screenshot or whatever,
screenshot and send it to us or Dave Duke on Instagram, which we'll get his Instagram stuff in a second, you get to choose or suggest a tattoo that will go on his arse.
And I believe that tattoo will be on your very arse this morning. Welcome to Spin, Dave Duke.
Morning, Dave Duke.
Good morning, guys. When I hear you describe it like that, because I've been saying it so much myself, it doesn't feel real. When I hear you saying it, I'm like, oh, this is actually happening today.
Dave, this
I am
is
getting.
Nuts.
I'm getting a tattoo on my arse.
And you know what?
Dave,
I have to say, you really do give it 110%.
You do, always. Now, we have an example of how Dave gives it 100%, because if you cast your mind back to April Fool's Dave, Dave created songs, not using AI, using his own production skills, and he created a song all about Daves.
If you want a job done, call a Dave. If you want a friendly ear, call a Dave. If you want a gentle lover, call a Dave. If you want no crack, call a John. Dave's.
God, Dave,
sorry,
I never
John.
Realized that wasn't AI. I just assumed it used AI. That's incredible.
It's all Dave's production skills. All right, so Dave, tell us this. This is all in aid of Focus Ireland. You are getting a tattoo on your arse. If people donate to Focus Ireland, they get to suggest a tattoo that you are going to get on your arse. A real tattoo, Dave.
This is real permanent ink. It is not one of those temporary tattoos that some radio shows have done before. I think it's an utter disgrace. And then it washes off after 6 weeks.
This is
a full permanent tattoo.
Now, can I ask and two pressing questions? One, what are some of the suggestions you're getting for your arse so far?
A lot of counties and a lot of parishes going, oh, put Hill 16 is Dublin only.
Stop.
Or up Donegal, up Mayo's. That just kind of has spiraled.
Hill 16 is Dublin only is amazing.
But putting up Mayo or up Donegal when it's close to your bum is just a bit weird.
And also you're from Leitrim, so it definitely wouldn't work.
Exactly. There's also the talk of getting the outline of the Roscommon crest, which has a sheep on it. That'd be very, very weird. But all suggestions are open. One of them was the man who slips on ice on RTE, an outline of him.
That'd be great.
But
Dave,
if people donate, they dictate.
As someone who has 9 tattoos myself, have you put any thought into the placement on your arse? Like where on the arse will be tattooed?
Yeah, is it going to be a tramp stamp?
Is it like on top of the crack? Is it like on a, have you got a particular cheek you're more going for, the left or the right? Is it closer to the bottom of the cheek or somewhere really centered? What are you thinking?
Is it on both cheeks so when you put the cheeks together it actually spells the word?
That's great.
If like the donation is big enough, then yes, both cheeks are an option.
Wow.
I hadn't thought left or right, and I was thinking the most fattiest part of my arse, which is like dead center on the cheek.
Yeah.
But Emma, is that a bad idea? Like, how sore would that be?
Very.
I think you'll be okay. Anything that has like that kind of fatty skin should be fine, Dave.
Oh, really?
I don't think you're going to find it as painful as you think. I think a lot of people have this idea that tattoos are very painful. And of course, they can be. I have a tattoo that goes very close to the, what would you say, the fold in my arm. And you know that skin? In the fold of your arm is very sensitive. And that was quite sore. And but otherwise, no, I don't think you're going to find it too painful, but it's just what might be painful is the fact that you've upped Donegal on your arse, you know?
Just, that could be. Now, Dave, I must ask you, how does your fiancée Niamh feel about this? Is she aware of this?
She is aware of this. She's a very open-minded woman. She said, your body, your choice, but she is hoping it is not a woman's name who ends up on my arse, which is
imagine.
Fair.
Oh my God, come on. Surely people wouldn't be that cruel. What about your dog?
An option.
What about your dog? You have a lovely little dachshund, don't you?
Yes, Lenny. And now I haven't talked to him about the arse tattoo and he could end up on my arse. But the thing is, I am not dictating to the person who donates what goes on my posterior.
So can I
it
ask
is
you?
All draw-based.
Okay, so that's my question. So everyone who donates, they have a suggestion. Those suggestions, you don't have a preference over anything. They all go into a live draw on your own radio show today and something gets pulled out. And I believe today is D-Day, as in once it's the name is or the suggestion is drawn, you're getting inked in Galway live
today. It's D-Dave.
Oh, the tattoo artist is booked. The tattoo isn't specified. The donator will be the dictator. What tattoo goes on my arse?
I have it, Dave. I have it, right?
Go on.
So this is my suggestion. I'm going to donate. I'm going to screenshot it. I'm going to send it over to you. What my suggestion is the bottom half of Lenny on your right side of the cheek and the top half of Lenny, your dachshund, which is also known as a hot dog dog.
Yeah.
Is on the right side of your cheek.
Because he's long. Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, I was imagining, and this is a bit graphic, sorry, but I was imagining Lenny's beautiful little face, the portrait with the two droopy ears and the nose coming down, but the nose kind of disappears because that's your bum hole.
Love it. All right, Dave, where can people donate?
The easiest way to do this is go to Revolut Payments, search Focus as if they're a friend. They're doing massive work. They are Ireland's homelessness charity. They're in a fight to end child homelessness. So every single cent, every five or every ten or whatever you can afford, it's very greatly appreciated. And we're aiming for 10 grand today and we're nearly at 7 grand.
Amazing. All right.
7. Okay, come on. Get behind Dave Duke if you can. As he said, Revolut Payments, you'll see Focus and send the screenshot over to him. He's on Instagram, Mr. Dave Duke. And once you prove that you've done that, you can get your official suggestion as to what goes on his bottom over to him. And it could be getting inked on his bum today.
Dave, the very best of luck.
I love this. Like,
it
sand.
Can also be companies too. A company. I'm willing to get logos on my arse cheek.
I love the idea of like Sandra, who's listening in Lucan this morning, and the tattoo that she has pitched is officially inked on this lad from Leitrim's arse. That she's never met. But, I love it.
Go on.
Dave Duke, stellar work, my friend.
Well done. All right, Revolut.
Love you guys. Thank you.
And search Focus, and you can just send them money, screenshot, and send to Dave Duke, suggest a tattoo on his arse. Dave Duke, well done, fellow Dave.
See you
later. Love you.
Bye-bye. Shout out to Dave Duke. He's a radio presenter at a sister station of ours here at Spin. And he was a part of April Fool's Dave on April 1st with our David Hammond. He's getting a tattoo today on his bum, raising money for Focus Ireland. But it just got me thinking, because obviously our Dave Hammond here a few years ago on this show went and got a tattoo of a radio on your arm.
A little radio symbol, yeah, on my arm with the little Spin logo as the speaker. Now, when Dave said some presenters get their tattoo and they rub it off, I was like, is that loaded? Because mine's still here. There's no chance of rubbing this off.
Yeah, it's deadly. Would you ever consider going again? Because I feel like for a lot of people, when you get your first tattoo, you kind of get the go for, like, you want more. You haven't really had that, have you?
This is really weird though, because I did wake up this morning and I woke up and my arm's in a certain direction and I just opened up my eyes and I saw my tattoo and I was like, I love my tattoo. And I was like, I wonder, will I ever get another one?
Yeah.
And if I was to get another one, I know I'd go to Fairview Ink Studios because they sorted me out with this one.
Oh yeah.
And they were so sound and like really, really good. So I know I'd go to them, but I don't know what I want.
I know. I went through a phase years ago. It's all about your mind frame. When I got my first one, I wanted more and more and more and more. And I kind of had like a theme going on.
See, I liked the one.
Yeah, no,
the one is kind of cool.
I'm not going to peer pressure you.
Oh, good.
It's lovely just having the one. But I'm the same. I'd love another. No inspo at the moment.
Really?
Like zero going on. And then another time you'd be like, oh my God, I love that bumblebee. Get it on my arm.
I'll always love radio. I don't know if whatever else I'll get on, I'll always love. Do you
fit
know what
foods.
I mean? Yeah, fit foods or like a golf club or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning, what's happening?
Hello.
How are we?
Dave, I've come to the realisation that me and you are getting away with murder, right?
Oh no, but don't, we probably are, but don't like...
I don't say that, but yeah. I think it's time that we pulled up our socks because I think we need to be making more of an effort on this show.
Why?
I've been on Instagram this morning.
I've seen other radio stations' breakfast shows. They're not making an effort. Why do we have to?
They are.
Are they?
Well, we just had one of the lads, he doesn't do breakfast, one of the lads from another station on the show getting a tattoo on his arse today for charity for his radio, as part of his radio
I got
station.
A tattoo on my arm for this,
okay,
this station.
Okay. I just had a look to another breakfast show down in the southeast of the country.
Uh-huh.
They get up the same time as us.
Yeah.
Really early.
Uh-huh.
When we can barely wash our faces, we're so
True.
Tired. And they're in full black tie.
Why?
As in she's in a full ball gown, he's in a full tux with the dicky bow and all the trimmings for their breakfast show. Because it's Devil Wears Prada 2 Day. So they're dressing
Do they
up.
Realise they work on radio and that no one can see them and they could just pretend that they're doing that?
They could, or they could have just...
Hey, look, watch this. Boom, I'm now in a dinosaur costume.
What? Well, that's impressive, Dave.
Now I'm dressed as a carrot.
What they could have done is just put on their tuxes and their suits, or their tuxes and their dresses for like an Instagram video, but no. They dedicated themselves to sitting in their tuxes and their dresses for their 3-hour broadcast this morning.
I'm naked. I just got a tattoo on my chest. See, it's radio. No one can. You can why did they do that?
Dave, it's Friday. I haven't washed my hair since Tuesday.
You have. It's lovely and washed. You have a blow dry, Emma. It's gorgeous.
Wow, it's phenomenal.
Come on, Dave and Fiona. On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
We're going to play a game called 20 questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what I'm going to do is put 20 IMC Cinema Passes on the line.
Okay.
Producer Callum is not here.
Mm.
Okay? So I can put 20 IMC Cinema Passes on the line.
Mm-hmm.
But Emma is going to ask me questions and each question she asks me, the cinema passes will deplete by one.
Sugar. Okay.
Okay? The reason being, I had a sex dream.
Wowee.
Okay. Now let me just say a warning. If there's kids in the car, maybe turn it off. Maybe lower down the radio. Maybe just, if you're a kid in the car, don't ask your parents any questions. Because I had a sex dream. Can I stop doing that? Can I stop doing that? Can I just say sex dream?
Was this... Oh, I'm already asking bloody questions. Right, go on.
Okay, well, okay. Before you ask questions, let me just tell you. This was last night. It was last night.
Oh, is that a question?
Don't worry, your 20 questions haven't started yet.
Okay.
I had a sex dream last night.
Good for you, Dave.
Thank
Happy
you.
For you.
It was very
good. Did you eat cheese before bed?
It was... I didn't. That was... Stop with the questions. It is a celebrity sex dream.
Wow.
Okay. And I thought I'd bring it to the show and see if people can guess who the celebrity was. Because it's not necessarily someone that you think would be in a celebrity sex dream for me.
For you.
For
okay.
me.
Now, can I just ask a couple of questions that aren't technically the trying to identify this person?
You cannot.
Oh, come on.
You
Some
cannot.
Of them aren't even about this person.
But then why are you asking them?
Because I want to know what was good.
Question one.
No! No!
And there are only yes or no questions. Yes, it was good. It was excellent.
Okay, you listening, 087-711-103. As soon as you have a guess of who the celebrity might be that David Hammond had a sex dream about, get in touch with your guesses on WhatsApp, win the cinema passes. I will ask as little questions as possible. 087-711-103. 19 cinema passes left on the table. We know so far that Dave had a sex dream with someone that he maybe didn't expect to have a sex dream about.
Mm-hmm.
And we know so far it was good. Okay. What else can I ask you in terms of identifiable qualities about this person? What colour hair does this celebrity have?
Yes or no questions only, please, Emma.
Ah. Does this celebrity have blonde hair?
For everyone guessing Claire Byrne, it is not Claire Byrne because, no, they do not have blonde hair.
No blonde hair.
18 IMC Cinema passes left.
Does this person work in the movie industry?
This person does not work in the movie industry.
Not an actress. Does this person work in the music industry?
I suppose you could say that.
That's not a yes or no answer.
Once you figure out who it is, you'll understand why I said
kinda,
that. Primarily, no.
Primarily, no.
Not anymore.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, is this person significantly older than you?
Yes.
Wow. 15, go on, Dave, you dimmel.
15 IMC Cinema passes. Guesses always welcome. 087-711-1038.
You're listening. Should I stop? Do you have a guess? I'm ruining cinema passes on you here by keep going.
No, don't worry.
I think we've a long way to go yet. Okay.
15 IMC cinema passes left.
It was good. No blonde hair. Not an actress. Kind of somewhat involved in the music industry. Well, was. And much older than Dave. Is this person really relevant in the news and like pop culture today?
Yes.
Oh!
14 IMC cinema passes.
Okay.
Do you want to hear some of the guesses coming in?
Yeah, go on. Fly through in there.
Marty Whelan.
Okay. Is it Marty Whelan?
13 IMC cinema passes.
Oh, no.
Sharon Osbourne. Madonna. Interesting guesses. Emma, would you like to keep going?
No, I think I'm going to wrap it up there because there'll be no cinema passes left if I keep going.
Well, no one has correct guesses correctly yet.
There's nothing correct coming in so far.
Not yet.
That's not a question. Don't you even dare take that off me. Okay, guys, here's what we know. Dave Hannah, thanks for him last night. It was good. This person doesn't have blonde hair. It's not an actress, kind of somewhat in the music industry. Pop culture, very relevant. And what else did we learn? There was something else. Okay.
Ask one more question then we'll wrap it up. And then people can guess on 087-711-1038.
Do you follow this person on Instagram?
I do not.
Oh.
Interesting. All right, 12 IMC cinema passes. If you can guess who I had a sex dream about. Now, are you sure you don't want to ask any more questions?
How many cinema passes left? That's not a question.
12. You don't want to ask.
I think 12
maybe,
is still a good amount.
Maybe if they're Irish or if they're European or if American or English or any of that. You don't want to ask, you know, if they have kids or you don't want to ask.
Well, that was my next question. Is this person a mother?
Yes, 11 IMC cinema passes.
Does this person have more than two kids?
Yes, 10 IMC cinema passes.
Okay, that actually narrows things down quite a lot. Does this person live in Europe?
I don't know, so I'm not going to deplete the questions or the IMC cinema passes.
Okay, I think we have a lot to work with there.
10 IMC cinema passes.
That's a good amount.
And I can tell you that there are a lot of correct guesses coming in.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God. 087-711-103. Get your guesses in. I can't believe we're doing this. Can we do this every time we have an entry?
We won a week. The answer again is Pippa.
Of course. I didn't even guess Pippa.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is one of my favourite things we have ever done on this show. It's Morgan Seatree, by the way. You're listening to Spin. Welcome into the madness. Has this ever been done on Irish radio? I don't know, but I'm so proud of you, David Hammond.
Thank you very much. Right, basically we're playing a game with 20 questions. 20 questions I'm sure has been done on Irish radio many times, but I bet never with this topic. Basically, I had a sex dream last night about a celebrity, and I want you to guess the celebrity. We played 20 questions with 20 IMC cinema passes, and every single time Emma Nolan asked a question about that celebrity that I had a sex dream about, the cinema passes depleted. We are down to 10 IMC cinema passes.
I'm very conscious not to ruin IMC cinema passes on people because I feel like there have been some answers coming in that we think are pretty close at this stage.
We have some clues, like they're not blonde.
They're not an actress.
They are a mother. They're not an actress. They are primarily in they kind of used to be in the music industry.
And they have more than one child, as you said, sorry. And they're also a lot older than you, okay?
Yes.
Guesses, please, for 10 IMC cinema passes. I'm not going to ask any further questions. 087-711-1038. You're playing for 10 IMC cinema passes this morning. What's your guess, Michelle?
Sunita.
What a babe.
You're one who came out in the leaves at Simon Cowell's house at X Factor
so
judges'
sexy.
Houses.
Always so sexy. Simon Cowell's house. Did you ever think when you were watching X Factor, Michelle, did you wonder where herself and Simon getting it on?
I did. Yeah.
I used to always think there was something going on between them.
Michelle, you have guessed Sunita. I can tell you, you are wrong.
No!
Not Sunita, but a good guess. Michelle, thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
Talk to you later. Carl is there as well. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
All right, Carl, you've heard all of the clues. Who is your guess?
Miriam Callan.
Miriam O'Callaghan from RTE. Did I have a sex dream about Miriam O'Callaghan from RTE? I can tell you, Carl, I did not.
Oh, I do think she's blonde, and we ruled out blonde.
We did rule out blonde, yeah. Carl, but good guess. Thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Bye. Oh my God, stop everything. The most incredible message that has ever come into us on WhatsApp in the near 4 years we've been here has landed.
Oh.
Oh, Dave, there's someone we need to talk to. I need to ring this woman and see if she's willing to talk to us on the air.
Oh, no.
Stop everything. Keep your guesses coming. We'll get to our winner and hopefully talk to this woman after Harry Styles. Hang on. Favorite thing we've ever done on the show happening right now, in my opinion.
Things are spicing up, all right, because last night I had a sex dream. And so what we're doing is we're playing 20 questions. And what Emma had to do was ask me questions about the celebrity that I had a sex dream about. And then they would deplete. Every time Emma asked a question, the cinema passes would complete. So we started with 20 IMC cinema passes. We're down to 10 IMC cinema passes because Emma Nolan asked 10 questions.
Now, I do think we established a lot because obviously you'd be just taking such a shot in the dark without these questions. This person doesn't have blonde hair, is not an actress. It kind of was in the music industry at some point. Very relevant to pop culture today. Mm-hmm. Has children, is older. That's what we know.
However, we stopped everything there a second ago, didn't we?
We did. Because there's someone that we must talk to.
Why is
on
that?
This morning show. A very brave woman who didn't just send the best text that Fully Charged has ever received, but is also willing to speak her truth.
Go on.
Hello, Emer.
Hello.
Emer, I had to give you a ring. You don't actually have a guest for Dave this morning, but you do have just a confessional of sorts.
Yes, it was a few weeks ago.
Go on. What happened? What's your confession?
I had a sex dream about Dave.
No!
Oh, Emer, you poor thing. It must have been terrible.
Oh, my God.
That's
Emer.
A nightmare, Emer.
Oh, my God. Emer, we'll send you a few quid on behalf of the company for therapy.
Emer, say that again.
My dream. It was a good dream.
Was what? It? Interesting. Yeah. I don't know if I want any more details.
I want more details. Where were you?
We went to Phoenix Park and, like, and all of a sudden the dream has turned and we were on a date.
Oh my God, I can't imagine Dave taking his clothes off in the cold outside now. Wouldn't be him.
No, not for me. Public nudity, not for me. Public displays of affection, definitely not for me. Interesting. Okay.
Well, Emer, I think it's safe to say you've made his entire day.
I have, Emer. It was a good day so far.
Say that again, Emer. Sorry, your phone line's just breaking out.
You made my night, so...
I love it.
Thanks, Emer. Thanks for the ego boost. Have a great day.
Bye, Emer.
No, bye.
I love you. Bye.
Bye. If anybody else has ever had a sex dream,
no,
David,
we don't
Hammond.
Need to know that. Don't worry, it's fine.
Well,
I don't need to hear about your bad dreams.
I feel left out. I mean.
Let's get back to the game at hand because I'm all flushed now and red in the face. We need to move on. Okay, so we're doing 20 questions. All right, Emma has asked 10 questions. Those 10 questions are all about who is the celebrity that I had a sex dream about last night.
Okay, Kim, hello.
Hello.
Kim, hi. Good morning. It's Emma and Dave and Spin. How are you?
Oh, how are you? Are you well?
We're not too bad. Kim, who is your guest? Who did I have a celebrity sex dream about?
Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham.
Now, what makes
Am
you
I right?
Victoria Beckham? Are you basic? That's actually, do you know what? They all line up, those clues.
Yeah, like, what the clues are, she's not blonde. She's kind of used to be in the music industry.
Mm-hmm. She used to be in the music industry. She's kids.
She's older.
And when you said you didn't know where she lived, I was like, oh God, I don't know whether she's in the UK or back in LA. I don't remember.
Well, would you look at that? Is Kim correct? Did you have a sex dream last night about VB, Posh Spice herself?
Kim. I did have a sex dream about Victoria Beckham last night.
Good man, Dave.
Kim, congratulations. 10 IMC cinema passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Oh, happy day. Thanks a million.
We all have more questions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Emma, you can ask them the other questions in private.
I'll get all the goss. I'm a straight woman and I'd love to have a sex dream with Victoria Beckham. Yeah. She's such a ride.
Me and you both.
Well done, Kim. 10 IMC cinema passes heading your way.
Good luck.
Thanks a million, cheers.
Bye. I think we should play this every time. Anytime you listening have a sex dream about anyone.
20 questions.
Okay, 20 questions. Sorry, that's the best thing ever. If you're another radio station, don't you dare rob that. Well, good time of VB then.
It was a fantastic night.
Where was David?
It was in almost like a hotel.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was.
And was it a surprise? Like, did she just...
I remember looking up and seeing that it was Victoria Beckham and being like... Cool.
Was she shouting down the hallways, David, David? And you were like, I'm a David.
There was no shouting. I don't like shouting, so Victoria wouldn't do that.
Oh, so it's nice and gentle. Delighted for you, Dave. Happy days.
Thanks,
you
guys.
Found out that Emer had a sex dream about you, and you did a sex dream about Victoria.
It's been a great morning.
What a good Friday.
Wellfest, it's happening, and we want to send you, because Spin are the official media partner, in case you didn't know that. It's Europe's largest health, fitness and wellness festival. It's on Saturday 9th and Sunday 10th of May at Royal Hospital Kilmainham.
It's going to be filled with energy, movement and music, a vibrant lineup of fitness experiences. There's wellness activities, expert talks and live entertainment, all set in a dynamic outdoor environment. We do want to give these away again, and this morning, hopefully, to Nicole. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Grand. Do you have any plans lined up for the weekend, or are you keeping it nice and chill?
It's one of the girls' birthdays tomorrow, so we just have drinks for that.
Nice. Ooh. Okay. Okay, very good. Are you heading to town or what's the plan?
God only knows where the road will take us.
That's the best. They're the best nights. Yeah. You never know where you're going to end up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Say that again. Sorry, Nicole.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's always a wild one with the girls. Look, we would like to sort you with Wellfest, so the weekend after the mad weekend, you can do something really wholesome for yourself and one of the girls, maybe.
We can't just give them to you, Nicole. You have to play a little game first. Basically, Emma is going to be shown words in studio, all to do with Wellfest, a wellness. It could be speakers at the festival, healthy foods, workouts, etc. And we're going to describe them to you not using those words, okay? You have to guess 3 in 30 seconds to win those weekend passes to Wellfest. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, these are easy enough, Nicole, so don't think too hard about them.
Okay, I'm going to do my best for you, Nicole. Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
This is something that you run on in the gym when you're inside.
Treadmill.
Yes.
This is when you have a rope and you jump over the rope every time it comes around.
Skipping up.
Yes.
Skipping will do. And this is basically you measure it on your Apple Watch. It's when your...
Your BPM.
Yes, when it goes up kind of...
Yes! Spot on, Nicole.
I was struggling with heart rate.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Nicole, well done. Congratulations. You have just won yourself weekend passes to Wellfest.
Thank you very much.
That's great now to look forward to. So you can do... You can really go on the rip this weekend and then...
And then go to Wellfest.
Chill.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Mind yourself.
Good luck, Nicole.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, that is it from us. Your last chance to win with Wellfest today. If you won your way to Wellfest, well done. It's going to be a top weekend.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be absolutely brilliant. On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.